Hello, everybody, and welcome to the show. Before we get started, I have another clarification to make. So last time we were talking about the self-fulfilling prophecy, right? And I oversimplified it a little in the example that I gave. And I left out an important part of my own behavior. So the self-fulfilling prophecy is really about someone expecting someone to act a certain way, and that person actually acting differently than they normally do and being interpreted as acting the way that the person expected you to act. So in the example that I gave, where I gave someone my ATM card, a Latino fellow, and asked him to get money out, he did take an extraordinary amount of time. So I pulled out of the parking spot that I was in to peek around the corner to see what he was doing. He took that as me not trusting him, when really I didn't say anything to that effect. And I think he purposely took a long time so he would elicit some sort of response. So then he could say, "Let me count the money for you since you don't trust me." So that's the full situation. I say there's no bias on my part, but there easily could have been a bias from another perspective. I'm pretty sure he purposely elicited that behavior so he could then point to my behavior and say, "See, you don't trust me," when who knows if I would have done that with anybody else, and I probably would have done that with a non-Latino person. So interesting food for thought about how it's never going to end. The conflict between different cultures is perfectly natural, and it's never going to end, even if we get rid of the most intolerant of us. People like me, who are quite tolerant, will be pigeonholed as intolerant if there are no fully intolerant people around. It's just the way it is. And I've said that in so many words before, and it sounds like I'm saying, well, then give up on the problem. Yeah, I am kind of saying pick your battles when it comes to bigotry and hatred, because there's me and there's the neo-Nazi. And we're two very different people. One of us are trying, the other of us is not. So you can't, unfortunately, people like me are more accessible. So people punch sideways instead of punching up, to use modern day metaphors. Anyway. Today, as of the recording of this part of the podcast, is a good day, even though I spent it mostly commiserating about being broken up with by my girlfriend 2 days before my birthday. She's sending mixed signals because she also sent me a gift. And then days later, in the middle of the night, urgently had to tell me that she can't be my girlfriend anymore. But I ate my dinner and took my pills at night by myself, and I went pee all day by myself with no help. Yes, I'm a 41-year-old, and I still sometimes need help with those things. Not still, again in my life, because I have Becker muscular dystrophy, as you well know from listening to the show. As you also may know from listening to the show, a while back I emailed one of my former professors. Not that he's no longer a professor, but that I am no longer his student. And I was in the dumps because the way I left his institution was embarrassing, to say the least. And I will leave it at that. I've already spoken extensively about that. I was unable to obtain my PhD, is the short version of that story. But we still keep in touch. He got back to me finally, and he had nothing but nice things to say. So, there's that, putting me in a good mood. I'm not really going to let the breakup get me down because it was a light breakup. It wasn't, there was no arguing. I think it's the right move for both of us. And she doesn't know that I was thinking about it, about breaking up weeks before she did. So I'm just choking. Don't worry. I'm not getting choked up. I swallowed a piece of carrot down the wrong pipe earlier today. Anyway, it was scary for a second. I couldn't breathe for a second, but I'm fine now, and everything's A-okay. Her logic was that she can't be a good girlfriend to me. She has so many other plates that she's juggling. And I tend to agree, although I don't think she's being as self-critical as it sounds from her words. But I will take it that way, that she is not ready to be a dedicated partner. And I felt that, although I didn't say anything. So, but I'm saying it here, that I'm not an idiot. I'm just very patient. And I don't like to argue. I used to, but I'm bad at it now. I usually lose and think of the right thing to say later. Even though I'm in the right most of the time. But anyway, I'm sorry. I'm distracted because I record this in a house full of people talking to each other in the background. Isn't that funny, though, about arguments, that someone can be good at arguing, but totally off their rocker and wrong. They can make really good points, or they can use tactics like distracting from the point. I had a list in my head, but distracting from the point is a big one that wins arguments, but is irrelevant to the major point that is being argued about. So, anyway, getting back to the breakup, I feel that she's right, even though that's not what she said, but she has a lot to work on. That is something she did say. How she's going to figure that out without really any feedback from me, I don't know. And that's how people go through life without changing the things that are actually causing conflict in their life, because they can't handle actual constructive criticism. But anyway, so we left it at I love you on both ends. She said it, I said it. Let's be friends. She always does this thing where she preempts what she knows she doesn't want to hear. So she says, like, you're really defensive. And then you let down your defenses and she rips into you. Or, in the case of the breakup, she says some people are strict about it and don't want to be friends. But let's be friends. So, of course, I don't want to be like those people. She makes those people sound stupid. So, let's be friends. She's going to be just as horrible a friend as she was a girlfriend, though. So, there's that. Sorry, that's just how I feel. So, hopefully friendship means less contact. Honestly. It was a roller coaster ride. The relationship, she asked me to be honest, but every time I was, she flipped out on me. So, and she listens to the podcast sometimes. I don't care. These are my true feelings. So, I didn't hide anything from her, really. These are my feelings in the wake of the breakup. Looking back. So there you go. I wasn't fake like I suspect she was. The whole time. Doing it for other reasons. Other than just liking somebody and wanting to be with them. But that's all just speculation. It didn't help me predict her behavior perfectly. At all. It didn't. My model didn't fit the data perfectly. Or did it? Anyway. What? That last part only made sense to me. I know. Anyway, thank you for listening. Love you. Check me out at all the usual spots. AlexAshCreative.com, DSOMLO@gmail.com. Unless you're an angry ex-girlfriend, I don't want to hear from you then. I don't want to hear your opinion anymore. You had your chance. Is all of you. So, leave me be. Thank you. Check me out at all streaming music platforms. Under Radix Revive, especially. R-A-D-I-X. R-E-V-I-V-E. Thank you and good night.